but would first like to share something from the scriptures. And the question this morning is, what moves you, what moves me deep down inside? Because there's a lot happening in the world, there's a lot happening around us, there's a lot happening with us, really, isn't it? There's a lot going on. And all those things can easily be conductor channels that actually end up leading us and taking us and guiding us. Well, the Bible has some things to say about this. If we first read Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. Now, I should be careful about this scripture, really, because we're speaking to a lot of people in a farmers community where you do need to look at the skies. It says, "He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap." As in, if you are looking at the skies and what's going on there, you'll never get going. Luke chapter 21, verses 8 and 9, and then verses 25 and 26. Luke 21, chapter 21, verses 8, 9, and then 25 and 26. And Jesus said, "Take heed that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has drawn near.' Therefore do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." Verse 25. "And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken." What shakes you and I? What moves you and I? I was talking to somebody that's not here this morning, yesterday, and this person said, there are actually people, our age group, that are saying, "I'm glad I'm this age now. I wouldn't like to be young." Because of all the stuff they see happening and they see coming. When a year ends and we look at all the plans that we had in the year, we may be filled with big sentiment, or we may be disappointed. I don't know. What about now? What about the things that actually motivate and drive us? I had plans a couple of years ago to take a holiday to Madeira. I was in the Netherlands and I was going to fly to Manchester, then to fly to Madeira. Well, what I didn't know, because I hadn't read myself in properly, I didn't know that if there are bad winds, you do not get to Madeira. You just can't land there. I didn't know that. So I was on the plane and then the captain said, "We are now stopping in Porto, and if the weather doesn't turn, then we are actually going to return to Manchester." As in, without me being able to do anything about what was going on, all my plans were cancelled. All my plans went into smithereens. Nothing I could do about it. Winds and storms, when everything that we have planned go to smithereens. Oh, Alicia, we're going to try now and see if this is going to work. No, it's not. Will you please be my left hand? Thank you. When things go to pieces, then what? What do we actually do? Now, in the 15th century, Japanese artists made a piece of art out of brokenness. Do you and I allow Jesus to make something of our lives with our brokenness? Not just in spite of, but with it? Or are we those kind of people that hang on to the broken pieces, you know, oh yeah, I've really suffered, I've been a victim and blah, blah. Okay, does that make you feel any better? I'm not saying it's not true. But does that position make you feel any better, clutching to your pieces? Well, for me that doesn't work, I can tell you. But sometimes we do that. We clutch to the broken pieces and the memories. Well, in the 15th century, story tells that there was a military ruler who had a beloved bowl. Maybe his rice bowl, doesn't say. He really liked it. And then his servant dropped it, and it fell and it went into 5 pieces. And because this man was a horrible person, everybody thought, oh dear, this is not going to end well for the servant who broke his precious bowl. But then somebody was very quick to make a little poem and calm the tension that was there. And because of the tension being broken down, the story then goes that actually what it said was, instead of that break being a disaster, instead of it diminishing the appeal of the bowl, you can read this on Wikipedia, but instead of it diminishing the value or the beauty of the bowl, a new sense of vitality and resilience raised the appreciation to higher, to greater heights. I like that phrase, so that's why I kept it here. The bowl had become more beautiful for having been broken. The true life of the bowl, they dare to say, and I'll get back to that, began the moment it was dropped or it was broken. Kintsugi Roi is the art that the Japanese people used to make whole something that had been broken. They do that with filling and piecing it together with gold or with silver. Usually gold was the better choice. Kintsugi Roi. Gold, piecing the pieces together, making brokenness actually visible, but making it whole as well at the same time. That is a beautiful thought, isn't it? Because if I keep clutching my broken pieces, they're just going to be broken pieces. But you know, Jesus was broken for us. Jesus' life was broken for us, and he was made whole so that us coming to him with our broken pieces, he could make us whole. Amen. If only half of what I hear in the media, what I sometimes read on Facebook, I hardly ever open all these videos, you know, with people, excuse me what I'm going to say now, but doing some belly button staring. Do you know what that means? People stare at the belly button and come up with some great revelation about what's going to happen, you know, and what they can foresee and that what is going to come. Well, I was watching a movie, an old movie, about 2 Russian astronauts who went to a space station to rescue it from being useless in the sky. And at the same time, the journalists on Earth, specifically here in the United States, were predicting what was going to happen. Because if that thing falls into the space, through the space barrier, what do you call it, and then comes down on Earth, we're going to have an explosion. They showed the explosion. Never happened. But they were still, you know, predicting this was going to happen. And, God, the fear that was instilled into the people. Oh, and we're going to have toxic waste and this is going to happen, blah, blah. Never happened. Because those dear astronauts fought for dear life to actually make that thing work again. And it did. And to me, that was such an eye-opener, because I thought, that's what's happening at the moment. Satan is doing a very good job at the moment in filling our brains with fear, filling our heads with all sorts of stuff. Oh, yes, you know, but and then you get this conspiracy stuff. Oh, yes, and then you get this, these true stories. And, oh, yes, and then you get something else. And all it is hot air on somebody's breath, talking about things that haven't happened, possibly will never happen. And then I read Ecclesiastes again. Observing the wind, we're not going to sow. There is a lot of brokenness around at the moment. A lot of brokenness around me. For me, that's true. I've lost about 15 people around me. How do you come to terms with that? Only at the foot of the cross. Because otherwise you wouldn't. Now, if we are looking at the sky and only see storms coming and all these things that we are being bombarded with, or are we looking to the skies like Elijah's servant? Go up and see if any rain is coming. You're crazy. The sky is bright blue. Go back and see again. And didn't he then see a little cloud as big as a man's hand? And he knew, Elijah knew, it, rain was going to be pelting down. Is God doing something new? Is he doing something new in your life? Is he doing something new in our society? And I believe he is. People are scared. People are concerned. People are worried about what is going on. What is our expectation then of what the Lord is doing? The new opportunities that we are actually getting. Because there are opportunities around all the time. Are we willing, because it's more about willingness than to dare, but dare we put our broken pieces into the hands of the potter and allow him to make something beautiful. Broken, but whole. Have you been made whole by Jesus? Yeah. Has Jesus had access to your broken pieces? I saw a funny movie and there was a vase this size and it was in a million pieces. And somebody that was very meticulous put it back together. Doesn't matter how many pieces there are in your life. But unless you sweep up that whole heap of stuff and bring it to Jesus, he will not be able to make it whole. Yeah, brokenness will be seen, maybe. Maybe nobody would ever notice. If I hadn't told you this story about Kintsu Kuroi, you would have thought this was just a nice bowl. But it's a story of brokenness. Are we full of tension? Are we concerned? Are we saying, well, oh yeah, things are really going to get harder? And Bible says so. Tom reminded us yesterday. We were never promised that things wouldn't be hard. In this life you will have tribulation. And Tom was right to say, yeah, well, nobody ever says, oh, I'm going to claim a scripture today and picks that one. We don't claim stuff, for goodness sake. We're daddy's little boy and girl. We can come and sit in on his lap and say, Dad, I'd love. And then you say what's in your heart. And maybe daddy then looks at you and says, you know, that's not the right timing. So no, I'm not going to give that to you. Or maybe say, yeah, sure. But have you thought about, and gives us another suggestion. Are we preparing for the hard times? Are we looking to cast our roots deeper? I don't know if you've ever seen eucalyptus trees. They apparently have, look it up on the internet. You can get an idea on the internet. They apparently have a capacity to get their roots really deep. Because it looks like a flimsy nothing, but when the winds come, they don't go down. And why is that? Because the roots are deep. Are your roots deep? Or the first time that the devil says, boo, you're shaking in your shoes and you're running? Some people do that. When things get difficult, they run. Well, any storm that comes, any setbacks that we've lived through, any difficulties we've had are opportunities to grow our roots. They are opportunities to grow stronger in the Lord. Not me. It's in Jesus only. Somebody said, when life throws lemons at you, learn how to make lemonade. Lemon curd is pretty nice as well. But as Christians, we tend to, I need to, rebuke this because I'm sure it's not of the Lord. Maybe so, maybe not. But whatever the thing is, if there are setbacks, if there are things that actually produce broken pieces in our lives, we shouldn't be running away and think, I'm going to start all over, I'm going to go and go somewhere else. And do you and I know that actually the backpack we've got with all those broken pieces and our life's history and our expectations, we're going to take that anywhere. There was in Bolivia, there was a story of somebody that hitched a ride on the back of a truck. And this man had a thing on his back. I'm going to show you a picture later on of a lady carrying something. He had a heavy thing on his back. Okay, so he gets a ride on the truck. And he gets on the truck and he holds on to this main thing, put the tarp on. He holds on to that beam and there he is on the truck. Was he clever? Of course he wasn't. He didn't put his load down. He was on the truck, but he was still carrying his own stuff. Not very clever. He could have put it down. Some Christians are like that. They come to Jesus. And Jesus says, come to me, like we said this morning. Come to me. And we keep clutching our stuff. We keep carrying that backpack on our own. Where Jesus says, my yoke is easy. Yoke up with him. Allow him to get all those pieces and start working with it. Might be painful at times, of course it is. Not easy? Yeah, not always easy. But look at the results. If you just put the next one on, please. Just to remind you, if we allow Jesus to get hold of our broken pieces, if we dare stand firm and appreciate what we have actually read in the scriptures, believed in, the values that are in the Bible, but not just here, the values that we've made part of our lives, well, then things are going to change. And when things change like that, they will also change us. Joseph, for instance, in the scriptures, he had an open opportunity to sleep with a beautiful lady who wasn't his wife. Why did he refuse to do that? On the grounds of his values. Those of us that own a television set, those of us that have a smartphone, there are things that will educate you on your phone or on the television set. There was this dreadful thing in Holland, this ad about second love. You know, when you use a word like that, everybody goes gooey. Please don't. Please don't. What do you mean second love? The Bible talks about first love. That's precious to the Lord. And don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't believe in second or third or fourth chances. Of course I do. But, okay. You're my first love? Go away. I want a second one or a third or a fourth. It is not something to be managed lightly. It is something to be managed with respect and care. And if you're now in second or third love or whatever, where you are with the Lord, maybe you're in a new chance with the Lord. That's fine. There's no condemnation there. But it is a call to hold those things carefully before the Lord and walk in that with care. And not allow the television or the internet, all those videos, good grief. If I could make a living out of it, cool. Pay me 50 quid for everyone I'm supposed to be watching. Oh, I'd be rich. I don't like to watch that, and I will not. Because I know it does something with me. Do you know what's moving you deep down? Do you know what's shifting you from your values and the things that you hold dear? And I'm talking as from today. I'm not talking what happened in the past. We all have a backpack. And if there's broken pieces in the past, allow the Lord in. Allow him to pick them up and to do some kintsu soroi on you and me. Make the broken pieces into a beautiful piece of art. I believe that now we are in a time of choices. Choices all the time. If I'm going to say this or that, cool, that could cost me my job. Well, then maybe you shouldn't be working there. I don't know. Or maybe you should. And you should be praying more for the situation in your workplace. I don't know. Guided by what the Lord says. Guided by how he leads us and not be moved because of fear. We need to be wise in how to speak. But we need to know that it is the Lord that moves us. And if it's the winds of the currents that are going on television, Facebook and so on, if those are winds that are going to move us, we're so sunk. We should be moved by Jesus only. And I had to ask myself again, who is Jesus in our relationship? What is my relationship with Jesus really? What does it mean to me? How is he walking with me? How is he doing life with me right now where I'm at? Yesterday I was talking to somebody, I won't put you on the spot, but about when we're over 25 years old, because anything over 25 is considered old, isn't it? Yep. Well, does that mean you're on the back shelf? Well, somebody said it this morning in a Bible study. As long as you are not dead, there are still things that the Lord wants to speak to you and do through your life. So where have you placed yourself? Where have I placed myself? And, you know, in my relationship with the Lord, I am learning to look away from the wind and the clouds and look to Jesus. Jesus has always been faithful to me, has always been good to me. Yes, there have been storms, and yes, there have been very difficult situations. Yes, there have been broken pieces, and there has been pain. But that's part of life. That's not something that we should be surprised about. It gets difficult when we need to do that on our own. Jesus will never put us on the spot to say, okay, suck it up, sweetheart. Now you're on your own. The Lord Jesus is never going to do that. Even when we mess up, even when we took the wrong turn, even when we made a mistake, Jesus will always say, come home. I talked to a prisoner and he tried to commit suicide a couple of months earlier, told me about it. And I said, okay, now what would your dad say to you? He said, my dad would say, boy, just come home. Just come home. And I believe Jesus says that to us. Anytime we feel we can't come, that's when he is loudest speaking to us. Just come home. And let's start again. Let's do some kintsu soroi. Let's get those broken pieces and work it out. Get through there. Why? Because the people around us, the people around you, they need to see how we are actually doing life in the middle of all the turmoil, the tension and the fear. People are afraid. There are people in Bolivia that still are not willing to get out of their houses. Same in Canada. I haven't heard any news like that here, but I know that's true. They're afraid. And when we can show them with our own life how we get through, the broken and confused and the hurting people around us will be able to learn from our testimony, from our witness of walk with the Lord. And then maybe you can share some of your testimony, maybe not. But we are living letters. People are reading us and they're seeing how we are doing things. What do you do? What moves you deep down? We read from Luke 21, and we're just going to stay there for one more reading and then move on to Philippians. But Luke 21:13. And I know it talks about becoming before the rulers. Well, you know what? Your neighbors judge your life as well. There are other people that will look at you and judge what's going on. Verse 13 in chapter 21, it says, "It will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist." The Lord will help us to know how to speak and how to share what he needs to be said in the circumstances that we are. So let's prepare ourselves. Get our roots down. Prepare to testify in our walk with the Lord. And show that we are living from that resting place. Like I said in Bolivia, you know, there is a lot of grief in the whole of the world. It's not just here or somewhere, it's everywhere. Well, Christians have the tears, like Tom said yesterday, grief, but from a place of hope and a place of rest. That's a different perspective. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Bringing all things to the Lord in prayer. Asking the Lord to come alongside us, allowing him to come alongside us in our brokenness, in our confusion, in our struggles, but also in our joys, because it's with thanksgiving in the way he is leading us, in the way he provides for us, in the way that he makes himself present with us all the time. And then we can celebrate Kinsukuroi, celebrate that brokenness will be visible maybe, but we are made whole. Jesus is the one that gave his life for us. And Jesus' broken body was raised from the dead, made whole. And he's the one that's able to make you and I whole as well. And when we are in Jesus' hands, we're in the safe place. Even when there's storms and turmoils in our lives, we are safe in his hands because he will and can carry us through. Moving upwards, growing, getting deep roots and being strong. Even when we feel weak and broken like the pot you see behind me. Let's pray. Lord, you know all about our broken pieces. You know, Lord, how sometimes we tend to clutch to them and not let go because we feel we are actually entitled to feel bad about certain things and hang on to it. But we realize this morning, Lord, that it's not a good place to be, to hang on to broken pieces. And although it's hard, Lord, this morning we want to come before you and ask you, Lord, will you help us to place those things in your hands? So that you can actually bring wholeness out of our brokenness. Lord, and help us to show your healing in our lives to other people around us so that they can see how you move us and how when the things don't go exactly the way we planned it, Lord, we can be at peace because we know we are safe in your hands. Be a witness to your faithfulness, Lord, and speak hope into the people around us because of the way you go through life with us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.